Welcome back to another Weekly Wisdom. I'm your host, Elizabeth Cheney. Thank you all for joining me today. It is a special week. It's the week leading up to Thanksgiving. Yes, so what do you think today's wisdom, this week's wisdom is going to be all about? Well, I'll give you a hint. It's about being thankful. Really, I just wanted to take this time to say thank you all for listening to the podcast, for joining me on the journey so far. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I'm assuming so if you're still listening, but this has been something that I have been working towards and building towards for so long, and it's so rewarding and fulfilling to finally have it out there. And of course, I'm overwhelmed with all the things that I need to do and how to grow and this, but the fact is I did it and it's out and I can't thank you enough. So this year, I am so grateful for the in-between community. I know it seems silly, but I couldn't do it without you guys. Sometimes I question whether or not I'm insane because I talk to myself almost every week alone, talking and rambling about each and every in-between that I'm feeling. But every time I get feedback or I hear back from somebody and they share how it helped them or something they're struggling with or something that they're freaking rocking out at, all the goods, all the bads, all the highs, all the lows, all of those things in between, it means the world to me. So thank you. So that's how I wanted to kick this week's wisdom off, is what are we grateful for? What are we thankful for? Of course, there's so many things, and I actually plan to get into that on this week's in-between episode. So check back on Wednesday to hear the in-betweens, thankful, grateful, gobble till you wobble message. But this week's wisdom is about thanking you all for listening. Thank you all for supporting, and thank you all for just giving me your time. Because if I know one thing, time is fragile, even if it is a man-made concept. Time is precious because we only have a limited amount. So if you spend your 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes to an hour with me each week, well, that is highest honor that I could ask for. Enough about me. What about you all? What are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? Hopefully you're going to be spending some time with family, eating some really good food. And I know it seems cheesy to think about, what are we grateful for? What are we thankful for? We see it every year. Through grade school, we did little activities where we painted turkeys on our foreheads. We learned about what Thanksgiving was and what it really wasn't. If anything, it's a day for us to be together, hopefully with the ones that we love, whether that's family, whether that's family, you know, the friend family, the non-blood family. But remember, you don't need one single day of the year to recognize what you're thankful for, what you're grateful for, to show your appreciation, to show your gratitude. If not towards your family, loved ones, at least towards yourself. Be thankful that you made it. Be thankful that you're here. I know I am. I'm so happy you're here. So that's it for me signing off on this week's wisdom. I'll see you on Wednesday for a whole new episode of the In-Between podcast. I'm so grateful and so thankful that you're listening, that you're here with me each and every week. And I hope nothing more but the best Thanksgiving for you and your loved ones. It's hard out here. Life is not easy. That's for damn sure. So I'm so grateful that I have you. I'm so grateful we get to do this together. I'm Elizabeth, and I'll see you Wednesday on an all-new In-Between. Thank you so much.